Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Welcome to you. Welcome to a new week, a new show. And today it is all about the power of authenticity. It is going to be a show where you and I, we're going to explore the importance of being true to ourselves and how that being true to ourselves, that being authentic can lead to a more fulfilling and healthier life. Now, you know, I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and every single loyal listener out there knows that Living Authentic Success is my brand. And so today I want to deep dive in the concept of authenticity and discuss together with you how it can impact your overall well-being. And as we discuss this topic, I think I want to ask you to really see how you can apply these ideas to your own life, because that is where the change for you, where the inspiration, the motivation for you lies, to go and apply these concepts and ideas into your own life. So let's just get started with this introduction, where I'm going to give you a small introduction on authenticity, because what exactly is authenticity? And we've discussed this topic with many experts shortly in a short version. We've discussed this with me on the radio show. But today I really want to go into the core of the thing. And at its core, authenticity means being true to yourself. Embracing exactly who you are, what you believe in, and what makes you unique. It's that latter one, what makes you unique, that is also so really inspiring to me. Because it's about living in alignment with your own values and expressing your true thoughts, feelings, etc., and needs. And even if that might be not that popular or easy. So I know what you're thinking now, probably. Danielle, that sounds great, but how does that tie into health? Because what is in it for me, for you? Well, there's a lot of research that has shown that being authentic can improve your mental and your emotional well-being, which in turn, of course, is going to positively impact your total physical health. So embracing your true self can actually really make you healthier and happier. So what is the connection then between authenticity and health, which is quite a interesting link? And let's take a closer look. When we live authentically, I can really tell you, out of more than 20, 30 years of practice with people and teaching and training and therapy and coaching and doing the work all myself, when we live authentically, we tend to have less stress, less anxiety, it is just because that is the way it is, because we're not constantly trying to meet someone else's expectations or hide our true selves. So there is less pressure, less anxiety, it's like a lighter life. You feel lighter. And this reduced stress can also lead to lower blood pressure, for example, to better sleep, to a stronger immune system. I hear it all the time, and I see it every day here in my practice, how living authentically has an almost direct impact on your well-being and your health, your physical health. Now, another aspect of authenticity is self-acceptance. So apart from having less anxiety and stress and overwhelm, the living authentically gives us a sort of self-acceptance. That means embracing your imperfections and acknowledge that you and I are always a work in progress. Progress instead of perfection. And when we practice self-acceptance, we're less likely to engage in unhealthy behaviors, like, for example, overeating, emotional eating, substance abuse. That is like a coping mechanism. So instead of coping that way, we are going to go more into self-acceptance. And that, to me, is a really, really important part of being authentic. Let me give you a real life example of this, because it's often more inspirational when I tell you a little story. For example, to help you illustrate that power of authenticity, I can give you the real life example of, let's say, we call her Sarah. Sarah is a successful businesswoman who spent years, and when I say years, years, trying to fit in with her environment, whether it was in the business world, mostly in her business environment, with other colleagues, with in her mastermind, in her everywhere where she went, she tried to fit in. And she was hiding a part of her, mainly her passion for spirituality. And for example, for meditation and all those things. And she felt a constant pressure to conform to the expectations of our outside world, which led, of course, to high levels of stress and anxiety, because she was suppressing a big part of herself that needed that, those needs of meaningful life, of spirituality, of what is the sense of living. And she didn't want to talk about it too much because she could feel that her environment was not participating. Of course, I'm giving you an example of more than about a year ago. And I have to say that every single year, there is more and more acceptance of people living spiritual lives, of people practicing yoga, meditation, a lifestyle that is actually quite spiritual. But in business, it is still a bit of a heart subject. And when I say heart, I mean H-A-R-D, not H-E-A-R-T, because spirituality is really something that is still a little bit of a taboo. And so eventually, while working with me, Sarah decided to embrace her authentic self and to openly share her interests with her colleagues. She started to be honest about it, to be open about it in communication, and to show her true self. And to her surprise, I can tell you, of course, there was a few people around her that weren't interested in listening, but many of them were really supportive and even curious about her practices. And she started almost to lead by example. So by being that spiritual person that she is giving the permission to others to do the same. And as a result, of course, her stress levels decreased, her relationships at work improved. In her private life, she was more herself. She could express exactly who she was, and she felt more and more fulfilled in her personal and professional life. Let me give a little break here so we can go back in part two and discuss so much more things about authenticity. This show, you're going to get the full show, my inspiration, my motivation, my concept, my tips, my insights on the power of authenticity. We'll take a little break and I'll talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. So now that you had in part one, a little introduction on authenticity, what exactly it is, the connection between authenticity and health, and a little real life example. I'm going to talk to you in this part about the tips to embracing that authenticity, not just embracing it, but also overcoming obstacles and also see what that power of authenticity can do in relationships and in the workplace. So let's see first, as I say, let's see now that you understand the benefits, what exactly authenticity is, let's discuss some tips for embracing your true self. And first of all, a good tip is to practice self-awareness. Now, I've mentioned it often in a show, but there's nothing more important than to get to know yourself better by regularly reflecting on your own thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. And I think in the last show, I talked about journaling. Journaling can be a really helpful tool for this. So if you want to practice self-awareness, go and reflect on your own thoughts, feelings, beliefs, values, etc. The second one is to be honest with others. And as just said before the break, it is so important to have an open communication and to share your true thoughts and feelings with those around you. Think of Sarah about spirituality. So even if it's uncomfortable for you, even if it's difficult for you, be vulnerable. We had a show on vulnerability. So if you want to go and listen to that show, you can. Vulnerability is linked with authenticity. So to be honest, whether it's uncomfortable for you, whether you find it difficult now, just do it. It is really worth it. Health-wise, wealth-wise, emotionally, physically, mentally, it is worth your while. And another one that I really would suggest to you is that you learn to say no when something doesn't align with your values or beliefs. That means setting boundaries. Now, if you go to my website, there is a little ebook on how to say no to others and yes to yourself. And it's one of the most downloaded ebooks that I've ever seen, because it is such an important thing to respect your own needs and limits. And so many of us, mainly sensitive people who are always there to try and please and help and save others, we need to learn to set boundaries. That is a part of authentic living. And the fourth one that I don't want to forget here is to cultivate self-compassion. So not just self-awareness, but also self-compassion, because it is essential to treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Whether it's the same as treating how you treat your best friend or how you treat your loved ones or your partner when you fell in love. You did treat them with kindness, with understanding, with empathy, with a vibrant kind of really energy. So cultivate self-compassion towards yourself. Be positive. Treat yourself with compassion, especially when you're struggling or facing setbacks. It is such a health thing to be authentic with yourself and to treat yourself with self-compassion. So, that is said, but a lot of times, after discussing the benefits and sharing some tips now on how to embrace your true self, let's be honest that sometimes it is not that easy. That setting boundaries, that being honest with others, that self-awareness practice and self-compassion practice, it is all so easy to say, but for many people, a huge challenge to do. So how do we overcome those obstacles to authenticity? Well, we all face obstacles that make it really challenging to be our true selves. And there's a few common obstacles that maybe we can discuss. There's two, three common ones that I want to mention here. The first one is fear of rejection. Now, many of us worry that if we show our true selves, others might reject us. That was the same with Sarah, with her spirituality. To overcome that fear, you need to remember that people who generally care about you will always appreciate your authenticity. And those who don't, maybe they are just not worth your time and energy. I see that with a lot of my clients, how they start to have a helicopter view. Instead of being in the frame, they're going to reframe their situation and decide who is worth it to still put energy and time in. Don't forget that attention, time, and energy is our biggest asset. Secondly, another obstacle that I hear often is social pressure, because we often feel the need to conform to all these norms and expectations. And it's essential to recognize that it is absolutely okay to be different, and that our uniqueness is what makes us special. That's what I said in the intro, that uniqueness to me is the gold, because that is what makes you special, what makes me special. It's our uniqueness. And so instead of being burdened by the social pressure, we can actually do the opposite. We could actually stand in our birthright of being exactly who we are, with our own talents, with our own strengths, and really stand in that, go for that, and speak up our truth of who we are. The third one, third obstacle, is probably something that I had a lot in my practice years ago, and that was lack of self-awareness. Because many of us find it hard to be authentic if we don't really truly know ourselves. We are so living on autopilot, and our subconscious mind is you're ruling our lives, that we don't spend enough time reflecting on what life we really want, reflecting on our own values, on our own beliefs and passions, so that we can gain that deeper understanding of who we are. Most of us live on autopilot in a society where you go sleep, eat, work, sleep, eat, work, and that's about it. So if these obstacles speak to you, I would almost suggest to you that you are going to have a look in the mirror and reflect and see, remember, practice self-awareness, see where in your life you can be more authentic. And I can only say that one of the last shows that I made was about disconnection. And when I talk about the power of authenticity in relationships, firstly, the relationship with ourselves. And if you listen to that show about disconnection, you are going to hear that there is nothing more important than to be connected with ourselves. And for that, we need that self-awareness. And so it's not that authenticity is good for our health. There's so much more, because it's crucial for building meaningful relationships with ourselves and with other people. The more we are open and honest about our thoughts and feelings, we create deeper connection with ourselves, and we create much deeper connection with the people around us. And that is one of the reasons why the relationships that come when you are having sessions with a coach, a therapist, where you are going to go more and more into the authentic you, into your true self, and learn to actually know yourself, what your needs are, what you truly want, how you think, all these things. It makes such a difference. And maybe you can think about the relationships in your life with friends, with family, with the romantic partner that you have. How can you bring more authenticity in those connections? Maybe being more vulnerable, for example, sharing a true feeling, even when it's difficult. And I think it is crucial to know that most of us who are living an authentic life have been where you are now. And so you can only say, even when it's difficult, it is worthwhile step by step to go into that authentic, open communication. So to see your relationships grow and flourish, and you're not just going to shine. You are going to see that you give permission to others to shine as well, to open up as well. And so the relationships will become deeper and deeper. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And the same thing for the power of authenticity in the workplace, because let's just talk about business, about the workspace. The importance there is that when you embrace your true self at work, for example, me and my business, I have such a lot of job satisfaction. I create better collaborations. My career, if I see, since I am more and more authentic with who I am, has skyrocketed. And that is one of the reasons why Living Authentic Success is also my brand, because after 30 years, I mean, more than 3 decades in stress and authentic success, I saw a common denominator, people who were fulfilled and people who were stressed and trapped in the rat race. The difference is that those who were fulfilled were in alignment with their true self, with what they were, who they were, what they wanted. There was an alignment. There was a connection. There was a practice. And that is why living authentic success is a process, is a journey. But it is so important. So let me give you just a few tips for being more authentic in your professional life. Now, professional life is for me almost a third of our life. Let's be honest. There's about, if not more, there's about at least 8 hours a day. And some of us work more and some of us work less. But let's be honest that our work, our mission, our passion, our job, our business needs to be a place where we can be our authentic self, where we can share ideas. So it's all about, can you be yourself? Can you share your own ideas? Don't be afraid. I'm not afraid in this radio show to speak up and stand for my truth about authenticity, about chronic stress. It is important to speak up and contribute your own unique perspective, even if it's totally different from the majority, even if you stand alone. Just know that opening up and speaking up and standing in your truth can be a win, a big win in the workplace. Also, another tip is to be open to feedback, because authenticity means acknowledging our strengths and our weaknesses. So welcome constructive criticism and use it as an opportunity for growth. I always call it, instead of feedback, I call it feed forward. So I think it's one of the concepts of nonviolent communication, is to be constructive, to acknowledge what is and to see how we can better it. And so that is an important one. So be open to feedback or feed forward. Third one, that tip that I want to give here, is to align your work with your values. Now, that is really something that can create so much stress, exhaustion, depletion in your life. If you are working in a space, even if it's your own business, where you cannot be in alignment with who you are, and not be in alignment with your values, your needs, your worthy cause in your life, then I'm almost certain that at one stage or another, it's going to create physical, emotional, and mental problems. So if possible, choose a career or an environment that aligns with your passions, with your beliefs, to ensure you that you're living authentically, both in the workspace and out of the office. So those things are really good tips for you, where you can feel if you are living authentically. And there's always a few questions when I talk about authenticity. There's always a few questions. And there's one question that says, how do I know if I'm being authentic or if I'm just seeking validation of others? So how do I know if I'm being authentic? That is such a good question. How do I know? How do you know that you are your true self? Well, being authentic means expressing yourself, expressing your true thoughts and feelings without seeking approval or validation from others. And that is the big thing. Doing it without expecting to be validated, to be confirmed, to be approved. If you find yourself constantly worrying about how others will react to you, to your truth, to your words, to your idea or meaning, if you are trying to please them and get approval from them, it is absolutely time to take a step back and to focus on what truly, truly matters to you and go and stand in that truth. Another question before we go into part three, another question that I want to add here that I have a lot of parents, of course, businessmen and businesswomen or professionals who are in a parent position. And often they ask me, Danielle, I am so interested in living authentically, but how can I teach my children the importance of authenticity? And I really love that question, because if you do a journey, a program with me, I always say you're going to become a better parent. And this is one of the reasons. Teaching your children the importance of authenticity is absolutely essential for their personal growth and well-being. And so I'm going to give you a few tips, and I trust that this is really inspiring for you. And you might even take a few notes so that you can actually practice it in your parenting life. First of all, and that is the most important one, if you ask me, after 37 years of being a parent, it is to lead by example. The number one tip that I can give you to teach your children to be authentic is to lead by example. Of course it is. Be open about your own feelings, your own thoughts, share your thoughts, and let them see, those children, whatever age they have, that how you embrace your true self, how you stand in your own values, in your own feelings. When they see you being genuine and true to yourself and your values, of course, they will be more likely to do exactly the same, because we all know that children copy us all the time. Consciously, subconsciously, there is always a copying. Parents, mother and father, mom and dad are the first feminine and masculine example for them. Even if it's two dads or two moms, they are the first example on how we can teach our children to what a relationship is about, how the relationship with ourselves is, and how the relationships with others are. Secondly, and I had a client last week that had a huge conflict with one of her sons. And it was such an important tip to talk about the open communication. You need to encourage your children from a young age already to openly communicate. You need to create a safe space for them to express their thoughts and emotions without fear of judgment. You see, we are so in a modus of judgment when our kids come and tell us things. And it is just such beauty if you can just be present. Let them know that you are there for them, that you value their honesty, and that it's okay to have different feelings and different opinions. That's what life is all about. Number three. Oh, I love this tip about teaching your children to listen to their inner voice. So many of us forget our inner voice, our intuition, our gut feeling. It speaks to us all the time. So help your children develop that self-awareness by encouraging them to pay attention to their thoughts, their feelings, and to trust their intuition and to make decisions based on that gut feeling, on their values and beliefs, rather than based on the approval or confirmation of others. And as we saw how self-awareness is important, the fourth tip has to do with emphasizing that self-awareness, the importance of self-awareness, because it is okay to be imperfect. And it is okay that you know your own strengths and your weaknesses, and to embrace that individuality, and to also, of course, accept it. The self-acceptance goes on the kindness with yourself when you are making a mistake. It's not always about winning. It's a lot of times about making a mistake and learning. That is such a big part of being authentic, is to accept that making mistakes is absolutely normal, is absolutely okay, and it doesn't say anything about you. It says something about the journey that you are walking. Also, maybe a good idea and a tip that can work is to whatever age they are, but I would say like in puberty, it often is really helpful to share stories of role models, of authentic role models, of course. If they admire certain people in the media, in the movies, whatever it is, share stories of people who have lived authentically and made a positive impact on the world. Because this can really, really inspire children and young people to see the value in being true to themselves and following their own path. Often children and youngsters need those role models. And as I said in the first tip, you are their biggest example, but it is always good to have a few role models that, even if it's a Disney figure, even if it's not a real figure, of course, it's better if it's a role model that they can copy. But children and youngsters often need that role model. So just so to say that by fostering an environment that supports authenticity and open communication, you will be giving your children the absolute tools they need to embrace their true selves and to live that life that is true to who they are. And that is how we make them resilient, how we give them, as I said, it is such a boost for your mental health, your emotional health, your physical health. Being true to yourselves is such a big part of being happy, of being fulfilled. So I'm going to close this part. And afterwards, after this little break, I'm just going to give you a few final thoughts on what we saw on the power of authenticity and everything. And I just want you to remember that being true to yourself, it's not just beneficial for your mental and emotional well-being, but also for your physical health and the relationships in your life. Remember the mind-body connection? How we are mentally busy in our mind has an effect on our bodies. So the more true that you stand in your truth, that you train your mind to get into your strengths, into your needs, into your feelings, into your own uniqueness, that is helping you to have an amazing physical health. So embrace your true self and you are going to experience a more fulfilling and happier life. And that is something that I know for sure. I'll come back to you just now after this break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, we are back. Thank you for listening in again. And I just wanted to recap the middle part of the show. We've talked about quite a few things, actually, and really interesting. I gave you a few tips how to embrace your authenticity, how to be authentic. I gave you a few obstacles that we need to overcome if we want to live an authentic life. And we talked about the power of authenticity as well in relationships as in the workplace. And I answered a few questions that I often get when we talk about authenticity. And I trust that those questions and those answers have given you the courage to be more authentic in life, also as a parent, and to teach your children what authentic living is all about. Now, in this last part, I just want to give you a bit of an exploration on how authenticity can actually be the catalyst for personal growth. And I really am a fan of this because living authentic success is a journey. As I always say, it is your unique journey. It is your way of growing into a better version of yourself. And when you embrace your true self and you allow yourself to be vulnerable, to express yourself exactly who you are, you will see that you will create opportunities for growth, for self-improvement, for self-management, for really, I would almost say, being responsible for your own life. Be the creator, the director of your own life. It starts with being authentic, with having the courage to be in the driver's seat of your car and not in the trunk. And so here are some ways that authenticity can lead to personal growth and that I see every day here with my clients, because most people who start the journey with me, they get an increased self-awareness, which is, as we saw, an ingredient for a more fulfilling life. An increased self-awareness because we become more in tune with our own thoughts, feelings, values, which allows us to make much better decisions and live that more fulfilling life we all want and desire and also deserve. Not just increased self-awareness, but also emotional resilience. Personal growth is all about growing yourself, the person who you are, to become more resilient to the obstacles, to the situations that happen in the outside world. And when you are true to yourself, I can assure you that you will be better equipped to handle life's ups and downs and to make you more resilient in face of challenges. That is what I see in the journeys of my clients and in my own journey, of course. And what we discussed also, it has to do also with personal growth, is the deeper connection. Not just the deeper connection with yourself, but also it allows you to have a sort of genuine, meaningful relationships. Relationships that enrich your life and that provide you your opportunities for personal growth, for personal success, for authentic success, let's call it. And so if we want to put this all into practice, because we've covered a lot in this show, I know you have to do with me for a full show, but I trust that we covered the most important things on authenticity, the power of authenticity and its many benefits. And so it's time to put it all into practice. And just a few steps to help you do that and start to living that more authentic, fulfilling life is, first of all, and I do that with my clients so often, to reflect on your values. Take time. We don't do it. We know we should, but we don't do it. Take time to identify what is truly important to you and strive to be in alignment with those values. Be in alignment with who you are. That is where you're going to experience less stress, less anxiety, more vibrance, everything, more fulfillment. That is where it starts. Reflect on your values. Secondly, speak your truth. I can only suggest it again and again to communicate openly and honestly with yourself, first of all, and with others. Look in the mirror. See in every situation, what does it teach you? What does it say to you about you and your alignment with your values and needs? And so, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's challenging, like we talked about, do speak your truth. And number three is, of course, to embrace your vulnerability. We have talked about recognizing as much your strengths as your weaknesses and to be open and vulnerable about it. And if you want, there is an amazing show on vulnerability that you can go and listen to. There's a very good show on disconnection not so long ago, disconnection with yourself, that you could actually really have some great tips out of that as well. And so let's just summarize that as you begin or continue to embrace your authentic self, you will, I am sure, notice positive changes in your life, from improved mental, emotional well-being to so much stronger relationships and increased personal growth. And isn't growth what it's all about? Progress, the feeling of growing and progress in itself can give us that fulfillment and that meaningful life. So we've covered a lot on today's show, and we talked about the power of authenticity, the benefits for your health, for relationships, for personal growth. So just remind yourself that it is really worth your while to have the courage to be true to yourself, because it's the key to a fulfilling, happier life. You will unlock, and I promise you, it is not just a promise. I know for sure that when you embrace your authentic success, you will unlock your full potential. That is why my brand, Living Authentic Success, is just the truth. That is what I stand for. And I just want to thank you from my heart to yours to listening today to this show. And if you feel that this show has helped you, share it. You can listen on demand. You can listen on the podcast. Share it with your loved ones, with people you care about, with people who need to hear this message about being true to themselves, about living authentically. I trust that this episode has really inspired you to live a more authentic life, and that I'll see you next week, of course, for more insights and discussions on how to live your authentic success. See you later. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.